You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
So, hey, we've been making this podcast for over 2.5 years.
What?
Yep, thanks to listeners like you. And from the gate, people have asked us for merchandise or additional content or even some hang time with me and Scott.
That's weird.
It is. But we think we have a solution for you.
Yep, we are excited to announce that we have a new Patreon page.
Yeah, and you know how people are patrons of the arts? Well, in this case, we're the arts.
Hmm. And by becoming a Patreon, you'll get bonus content, access to outtakes that the general public will never see, extremely cool merch, and depending on what tier you get on, a monthly hang time with Laura and I.
Yep, and it all starts at just $5 a month.
That's nothing.
Right? Not per day, not per week. It's only $5 per month.
And you're guaranteed merchandise.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So click the link in the show notes to read about the different tiers and see what great stuff you can get. Become a podcast patron. Join our Patreon today at www.patreon.com/theonlyoneintheroom.
Our team needs a little rest and vitamin D after this crazy 2021 year. We've been working really hard and we need a little break. But don't worry, we'll be back on January 4th with new episodes in season 12. In the meantime, we're going to be bringing you some of your favorite episodes from the year 2021.
Yes, we are. And yeah, these are your favorites, which is so great. We love to be able to do this. One of your favorites was Robert Cabrera, who was the only one who survived a genocide and landed on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list.
Craziest journey,
right?
Huh?
What a feat. We have Jessica Fru, who's the only one who was still in love with her gay ex-husband.
I love that story.
Yeah, that's one of our favorites, too. Wally Green, the only one who saved his life with ping pong, which is an unbelievable story.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Foster, the only one who improved his vision by losing his eyesight. I particularly like the Scott talks on this one.
Powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nick North, the only trans dad of 5. So much joy. You have to listen to Nick.
I've never heard this story before.
No. Mm-mm. And then we're going to do, Scott and I, because you've asked for it, a holiday special where we talk about the year and wrap it up and probably talk some more about our own respective stories and our story together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna end it with Mikel Vega, who was one of our most powerful episodes of 2021.
Thank you guys so much for a great year, and I hope you enjoy this month.
Yes, and happy holidays to all of you, whatever you celebrate. If you're not celebrating anything, just, you know, join us and enjoy the ride, and we'll be back on January 4th with our 12th season.
Enjoy the show. Mikel, thank you so much for coming out, man. What a great, fascinating, we literally could have... Normally, I can't wait for him. Like, honey, we're over. And I didn't pick up the time cards. I was like, let's just keep talking. What an interesting, incredible life that you've had. And I am just so fascinated about so many things that we talked about. The first thing that really caught my attention is the training that you're doing with the sort of meditative and spiritual practices that you found with soldiers before they go into battle. I find that to be a pretty provocative and new thing. Is that, are people looking at you in your world saying, what are you doing?
Not really. Not nearly as much as I'd like them to be. Here's the thing is in the current situation and how we're dealing with everything, everything's reactive.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get them before they actually have the events and we can get these tools and techniques instilled at the ground level, then we're proactive. Mm-hmm. Then we're preventative.
The thing I heard that it was kind of made so much sense to me is that once a person is put into a situation where they have to respond a particular way, and then you take the situation away, the response doesn't change.
That's true.
And now you're preparing them for the response to change, right? You're saying Yes. You're not going to be, you're defining yourself as a warrior, and then we're going to take that away from you eventually. And you're still going to need to be a person on the other
basically,
side of that.
We're going to,
I know that's a little simplified, but
here's the thing. If I can give them these tools and techniques and they can incorporate them at the ground level, mm-hmm. what they get is the opportunity to understand that change is inevitable,
right,
and in constant. And that's going to make them, one, a better war fighter or warrior, a true warrior. It will make them a true warrior. And two, when they don't have that, they're already used to the change that happens in the subconscious landscape and how it applies to the conscious mind and their reality. And
are you helping people to have more purpose in being a fighter?
It's been my thing is to bring the art back into the martial art. Mm-hmm. So like you see, if you think of jiu-jitsu or mixed martial arts or these types of things, it's like very brutal type of thing, right?
And the samurai image that you created, like mm-hmm. I see them with a lot of purpose.
Yes.
Not just like, I'm just going to go, you know, destroy.
No, that's it's all balanced.
Right.
Right.
It always seemed like when a samurai was done, they were done. And then there was a spiritual journey that came from that. Right.
Right.
And your journey was a lot about finding your spiritual journey as a result of the impact that you had had. You found this journey after a lot of pain and discomfort of your own journey. Right. And your idea is like, I want to help people not go through what I went through in order to find this sense of purpose.
The way I feel is, and now we're getting deep into the peanut butter.
That's okay. I like it.
But I know what I was chosen to do. Mm-hmm. I know who I am truly. And I know why I've come here this time to do this. And it's to awaken others to perpetuate and propagate these experiences in one another. That's where we're at in the planet right now. That's why it's so crazy right now, is because there are people that are realizing this and they're going off in all these different directions, right? My only thing is to broadcast the truth of who we are, how to get to that truth, and what we do with it once we do.
Mm. I like it because it gives all of us a sense of purpose regardless of what we experience, which I think is...
That is the absolute key. Mm-hmm. To ameliorating all of this stuff with the post-combat thing is the sense of purpose.
Mm.
The realization that all of our life's experiences were for one reason alone, to guide us towards truth.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Now, if you were to have met you before you joined, as you joined into the military, what would you have thought of a guy like you as you went into the military seeking something? And I read a little bit about you that you were maybe considered a little bit of a geek before you became a SEAL. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. I was a Glee Club kid.
Yeah, that's so great, man.
Yeah.
I think
musical theater was my thing.
Yeah, I didn't find theater until I was later in life. Are you finding that Glee Club kid in this part of your life?
It's interesting. So not, no, I'm not. It's almost like a different reality in a way, but it's there, obviously. You know, the fun, the core of that kid is the core of my son, is the core of me, right? But it's so interweaved in who I am today that it's not separable.
I feel you. Yeah.
You see what I mean? Uh-huh. All the experiences, all that picture there, who you see in front of you right now, they're all interwoven now, you know, into who I truly am.
Right.
Right. They were never separate, or they're all one in the same.
So you have been out of the military now for 10 years, 12 years?
2012.
But your time alone, you still seek some adventures. Like you mentioned, you're going to go to Costa Rica to clear your mind for a little bit. Yes. Can you just tell me a little bit what that
the
might
jungles?
Yeah, Costa what that Rica. Might look yes. like. I seek time by myself sometimes, and I like to go.
So
away.
For me, there's an innate calling for me with jungles. I don't know what it is.
You feel it, huh?
It's just a connection with nature, like the pure. I feel like it's the most raw form of nature that you can get. Like
it's full of life.
It's full of life. Mm-hmm. It's not like going to the mountains. You know, it's not like going to the beach. It's not, even if you're alone, right? Deep, deep woods and no sound. And it leaves only room for one thing for me. It leaves only room for one thing, especially when that's the one thing that is everything that I yearn to embody and broadcast, right? And that's... For me, God, the generating, organizing, and destructive force of all creation, right?
I have not heard that G-O-D before.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have you?
You're stealing that. No, I haven't, but I love it.
Generating, organizing, and destructive force.
Mm-hmm. That's a Huddy Jeevan thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Your teacher.
Yes.
You'll go there for a time?
A couple weeks.
And then you'll come back revived and refocused?
Well, I'm pretty focused. I don't know what will be on the other end of that.
Cool. Mm.
You know, but I do know that as long as here's the thing. For me, it doesn't matter what changes happen. Yeah, there'll be the human like,
yeah.
But with the techniques that I'm talking about, those go, we blow those away. And then there's only the presence. There's only that presence. And if we're sitting in that presence, then it doesn't matter what the reality is, you know, because we're the presence and we're the broadcast.
Really awesome to spend time with you. Is your Vital Warrior program, is that your baby? Is that kind of where your true purpose? And
I feel, so there's the vision that doesn't ever go away. There's a vision of the temple on top of the hill that people come to, that is all of these things that I've talked about under one roof, and where people can come and experience.
Very cool. Yeah. I can see it, man. You've created a really great picture of it. And I think I have an understanding of your journey. And I really appreciate you sharing it with us, man. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the honor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.